Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Mem Ches. Bringing up on Mem Zan, Mem Beis, but about the page. Second to last line, Tanu Rabban. None for those who hang around. Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to try, if I remember, to say Dvar Torah, Le'iloi Nishmas. My aunt, Hendel Bas Hinda Sara. This is her yard site. Yud Beis Adar. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kvasim Al Arba Chalos. Let's say the Kohen shechted two lambs for four loaves. Then Moshech Shtayim Hem Uminifan. He removes two of them and he waves them together with the two shechted lambs. Beep, turn the page. Memches Amarav. The Ashar and the leftover Nechols Pepidion are eaten through redeeming it. The Gemara says Rashi. The Gemara is going to explain. Kim Nefarsh V'Azil. Amur Rabbanan Kamidu Rav Chista. Rabbanan said this brisa in front of Rav Chista and said, Ha Delo Ki Rebbe. Ha Delo Ki Rebbe. This is not going through Rebbe. The Rebbe, Kevin Dar Meshchita Mekacha, since he says that Shchita is Mekdish the loaves, the Parklu Hecha, where would one redeem them? Where would one redeem them? Either Parklu Mebrai, if you want to do it outside of the Azara. Rashi says, "Letarti minayu ima pikkuli abrai uparklu." Sorry, ida parklu me abrai. If you redeem outside the azara, kivan diksev lefnei Hashem ifsilu beyotze. Since the right hand of the coin will wave them together with the bread before Hashem, then there would have to be kumtachoyis that the loaves were inside the courtyard until this point. They would have to be removed from the courtyard before the redemption. They would become pasul by going out. If he's doing them inside the Azara, then he's now bringing Chulin into the Azara, which is a bit problematic over there. Okay, Amalahu Rav Chista Liolam Karabi. Really, it does go like Karabi. Upark Lulu Gavai. And where does he Gavai? Where does he redeem? He redeems it inside. V'chulin Memela Kahavion. And there's not a problem here because they became chulin memela when they're already inside. And you didn't bring chulin inside over there. It was there, and then it became, then the first not a problem of bringing chulin in Azar. Amar lei, Ravina Ravashi, Aiva, Tanya, we're listening to Braisa, Kishu, Podan, any Podan, Elabachotz. What he does it only outside. It says, Gemara, okay, how vader relaza Rav Shimoni. That price is definitely going through Rav Shimon. I would say that the selection of the two loaves is done before the Zrika, so that the two loaves that are not consecrated yet can be taken out of the Azar afterwards. The Rebbe, because if you want to say that the price is going with Rebbe, then at the time the Shchita is already Mukdash, you become Pasol by leaving. Amalei Rav Achaber Rav 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 Ashi. Lema, let's say, to have a Tiyufte. Rabbi Yochanan Miha. Let's say that there's a Tiyufta of Yochanan from the Brayse that the Itmar says, Toda Sheshachta Al Shmonim Chalas. A Toda, carbon Toda, that was shechted with 80 Chalas. Now we know that the oil comes with 40 loaves. In this case, the person decided to actually take more, double it up, and it was shechted for all 80 of them. Then Chizkiya Amar Kachu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim, only 40 are Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kachu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim, even 40 of these do not become consecrated, meaning nothing is Kaddish. This is just like the case that we just saw about the Shavuos, because in both cases the animal carbon was shechted for the sake of too many loaves of bread over there. We said four, and the Brisa said that two of them are going to be consecrated, so that must knock off the opinion of Yochanan that none of the 80 of them are brought for Toda. Or Mukdash. V'lav, says the Gemara, V'lav mi Itmar Allah. But wasn't said about this? It's Machokas Chisya Rav Yochanan, the Amr of Zera. Hakol Modem Echad Amr Likdush Arbayim Mitoch Shmonim. Everyone says it's 40 out of 80. The Kajim become Kaddish. Shachin Amr Damar Likdush Tati Mitoch Arbayim. He says it means that we're talking about the case. He said, let two out of the four become Kaddish. Therefore, it's going to be. Tani Rav Chanina Tirsa Tirasa Kamid Rav Yochanan Shachat Arba'a Kvasim Al Shtei Chalos. So he did four lands for two. Instead of two for four, he did four for two. Moshe Shneiman Vizorik Daman Shaloshiman. He removes two of the lambs and he throws a dam Shaloshma. Only afterwards he throws a dam of the remaining ones, Lishma. Shim Iatomerke, because if you don't, Iatomerkach, if Sadata is Achronim, then you will be giving up the latter ones, right? You're going to have to cause the last two ones to become Aser to be eaten. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, v'chiyomer lo la'adam amod v'chata v'shul shetiske. Do we tell someone go get up and sin in order to go into gain? Since it's an avedi to do the avodah on an animal, not for, you know, lishma. How can you tell him to do that? But tonight we listen to Mishnah's Vachim. Every chatash in this avru be every ola. Let's say you have the limbs of chatash that get mixed that are eaten by the coin. They get mixed up with those of an ola which are burnt in the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, you do the ma'ala, put the coin, put them on the top of the mizbeach. And then v'ra'anias b'sar chatas l'mayla kilu eitzim, and they'll look at the chatas meat on the top like it was, like it's wood. V'chamar, they say to ubitzirasan, you leave it until their appearance changes. V'yitzu l'mayzir, and you're going to get burnt over there. Amai, why should it have to be that the mixed up limbs be destroyed according to chamim lima amud v'chata b'shul tzitziska? So get up and sin in order to gain. Right, this is sin of putting the limbs of the chatas on the mizbeach, even though they're unfit to be burned there, in order to gain the hanah of not wasting the limbs of the ola, which is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So obviously, one is not able to do such a thing, you know, do this chata thing, in order to gain something good. Get up and sin with the chatas in order to gain from the chatas. Amod, we say. But amod v'chata v'chata shir shetiska ba'ola lo aminam. When he's talking about two different kavanas, we don't say that. Hold on a second. V'chata milsim yamar. But even to one thing, when it's a chatas for a chatas, we say that. V'atani went to the b'risa. Kif say it's a shachton shlo lushman. Or shachton b'in l'b'lifnei zvanam b'in l'achri zvanam. Hadam yizak v'basi yichol. The blood should be thrown in the mizmeach. And the meat should be eaten. V'im ha'isa Shabbos. If it was Shabbos, when the Shavuos lambs are shechted with the wrong kavanah, the Lizark, you can't throw the blood on the Mizbeach. If he did do it, threw the dam on Shabbos, and it works, and it can be eaten, as long as the burning of the parts takes place in the nighttime after Shabbos. Why shouldn't we allow the blood to be thrown on Mizbeach on Shabbos? Let's say get up and sin in order to go ahead and to gain. Right, you throw the dam and there's on Shabbos, and you're going to gain that the carbon won't have to be destroyed because its dam would not have been thrown. Its dam, right? Because of the fact that the blood was actually done at the right time. So says going now. Amud chata b'Shabbos because shetiska b'Shabbos aminan. That we say. Amud chata b'Shabbos because shetiska b'chol lo aminan. We don't do that. You can't do it from Shabbos. The chol, you're not messing with that. In kodesh lechol ani chayi, v'tarti mili lo amar. In reference to two things, was it? We don't say that, right? Because we say don't do it too. But tonight we're looking at the mishnah on trumos. Chavis shel truma shenishba begas elyon. If you have this chavis, the barrel of truma, that wine that broke in the upper vat of the wine press, v'tachton chulin tamein. The bottom is chulin tameis. And if the truma flows in, it's going to become tamein by mixing the chulin. It's going to make the entire thing aser. Modav Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, she'im yachal ha'atzim, he met a revius for Tyre. You're able to go and save even a revius of the truma in the state of Tyre by catching it in a kli before it goes into the reservoir, yatzim, go and do it. Even though you're letting the remaining truma flow into this reservoir and it's going to ruin the chulin. V'im lav, but if it's not, if one is not able to save a revius of truma in the state of Tyre, because there's no Tyre kli over there, because Rabbi Elazar Omer, beep, turn the page. Chav tes amal beis. Chav. Mem chas amal beis. Tered v'titma. The truma should be allowed to flow down into a reservoir and become tamei automatically. V'ayi tamein abiyad. One should not contaminate with his hand by capturing it in a tamei kli before it flows down, even though he would thereby save the chulin. Can't be a dime being tamei. Rabbi Yeshua mer af ki tamein abiyad. One can even be tamei with his hand before it goes into the chulin. So we see that we tell this person, get up and sin or to gain. Right, contaminate the truma, be a daim, in order to save the chulin. This kind of goes against what you said before, that get up and save, arise, get up and sin, in order to gain, applies only when the thing that being sinned against is the same thing that's going to get hana. But over here, you're going to get the hana from something else. So the Gemara, shiny hasam de l'tuma kazla. No, there it's different because the truma is going to become tummy anyways. One of shach doesn't matter. So it's not a sin for the person to do with your daim because it's anyway about to go ahead and get messed up. Okay, going back to the Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres, they come along with the Shtei Lechem. Ki Yatzav Yitzchak Tani, Kivsei Atzeres Shachtan, Shaloki mitzvahs, unless you have the shavuos of shechter, but not according to the way that they're supposed to be done. In other words, you do lo lishma, psulim mipasul. Two mitzvahs, you also have to leave it overnight, v'yisul mitzvah, and then you go out and they go out to the place of burning. Mar demakish lehu lechatas tani psulin. Mar, who compares the shavuos to lechatas, teaches that they're pasul. The taka pasul. Right, in other words, you of Yitzchak who teaches Brisa that if the Shavuos lambs were shechted, not according to the way, they're going to be no good. You said it because you say that the Shavuos lambs are compared to a chatas, which also someone's going to be no good. But Tani of Levi, who learns out this din, the Shechi of Shlamim, from that of the Shlamim, that is Shalmi Nedava, he says it's actually going to be good. The Tani Levi taught, Ushar Shalmi Nazir, Shachtan Shalokim is Hassan. Let's see, other Shlomim things of a Nazir that were Shachted not properly. Then what is the din in such a situatia? Ne'echolin, Leon Belay, Levain Tunin, Lo Lechem, Belozra. They are eaten for day and a night, but they don't need the bread or the Zura to come along with it, the foreleg. Even though they have the chumr, the nazir shlamim, in the time of one day and two, instead of two, they don't matir the nazir to end his term in the zirus. They're treated in the following two ways, like an ordinary shlamim. Their right cooked foreleg is not waived, and there's no requirement that they come along with bread. So the Bryce is saying, this Bryce of Levi is saying that the Shlam of a Nazir are going to be valid even when shechted not according to their manner. The Bryce then now clearly is arguing Rav Yitzchak's Bryce, which would say that it would be no good. May Sevei, in fact, the Gemara and Akasha and Rav Yitzchak, Asham ben Shana vehevi ben Shtayim. Let's say if a person has to bring an Asham, it's going to be within the first year, and he brought it instead of an Asham within the second year. Or let's say ben Shtayim, vehevi ben Shana, the flip. So only going to be possible. It's over to us, and you got to let it mess up a thing, leave it overnight. Here's how he says, if it goes and gets burned. Aval, olas, nazir, olas, yoled, as well as mitzora, show you b'nei Shtayim, Shana, mishachtan. But let's say you have the case of a nazir or of a woman gave birth to the mitzora that's in its second year when you shechted them, share they're going to be kosher, right? Even though it's supposed to be, the Torah says it's got to be within its first year. If you did it in the second year, then even though you're not yotzir chov, they're going to be good. Klal shadavar kol kosher beolas nedava kosher beolas chova. Anything that's going to be kosher by an olam nedava, it's going to be dead of a chova. So with the olu shechted not lishmo was born in the second year, right? When it should have been the first. V'chol apostle v'chaltas apostle b'ashem, as it has to be apostle after the fact. In reference to the chaltas, is going to be apostle after in terms of the ashem. Chutz mishelo lishmo, except for where the animal was shechted not for its own sake, in which the case the chaltas is invalid, but the ashem is valid. Chutz mishalo lishma, except for in the case where the animal is shechted not for its, lishma, which the chatas is going to be no good, but the asham would be good. Okay, this goes against the price of Rivas. Look, it says that a chiyav of an ola is brought when Rev Yitzchak's price would say that's going to be no good. Hi, Tana, Devei Levi, who? This Tana is really the Tana of Levi. So we good in the hood. So we already know that Levi argues the price of Yitzchak and learns out the chiyuv from the donated ones rather from the chatas. So Rav Yitzchak's price is not considered knocked out. Toshima, the Gemara is going to now come against Rav Nachman's pshat. Toshima. The Tani Levi Tani Brisa, Ashim Nazir, Ashim Mitzor, Shachtan Sholishman. If an Ashim Nazir, Ashim Mitzor, they were Shachted, not Lishma. Share they're going to be good. Velo Allah Shimchova, but they're not going to be Yosef with the Chol for a person. Shachtan Mechusazman Babailim, if they were Shachted before Chusazman Babailim, they weren't, meaning the owners didn't yet reach the stage at which they could be brought for them, let's say for a Nazir. Tameh, only brings that Asham if he became Tame. The key said he didn't yet complete his 7 days of Tyre before the offering was Shechted. Oh, so you bane shtay shanim shachtam. It's supposed to be shanach is three shachtam. Soon like an apostle. Then Isa, but it's really true. If Nachman said the price of that of Levi compares the chiyuv to that of a Nedava, Ligmar Mishlamim. Let him learn it from that of a Shlamim and say that just like he donated Shlamim, it's going to be good if he shechted in the second year, so to the Asham is going to be also. And for the Gemara, Shlamim, Mishlamim, Gomer. Asham, Mishlamim, Gomer. Don't learn out. Don't try to mix and match him with Kabbalah. Svigam, Mishlamim, Mishlamim. Tell me, no. But if you learn out Shlamim from another Shlamim, Ligmar Mishlamim, Asham, let him learn out Asham, Mashim. Asham, Nazim, Asham, Mitzara, Asham, Gezeos, Asham, Mi'ilos. And just like the Ashamas for stealing him from Elah are going to be good for the second year, so to Asham, Nazir, and Mitzara are going to be good even. If you're shechting in the second year. Or you could say, Ashim Gzeles for Ashim Ilos, my Ashim Nazir for Ashim Mitzora. Just like the Ashamas of Nazir and Mitzora are going to be valid for the first year, so to the Ashim of the stealing and of Meila should be good if it's slaughtered during the first year. So, it would come out that all Ashim things would be valid whether they're in the first year or in the second year. So why does Levi say in the Bryce that the Ashamas of Anazi and the Masorah are going to be no good if they're shechted in their second year? And for the Gemara, Rav Shim Rashi, done in Davar Shalo Bechshero, Midavar Shalo Bechshero. We learned something that's done not well, if something's done not properly, right? So not properly. If you don't learn if something was done improperly, if something was done properly. Really, we don't do that. How do we know that about something that one of the sacrificial parts that goes out of the Azara, that go up in the Mizbech, doesn't come down? Something which goes out of the Azara is going to be good at Obama. So therefore, if it went up in the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't come down. Beep, turn the page. Mem tes amen aleph. And with the Gemara, Tana azos toras ha'ola riba samachle. The Tana of the Baisa is going in the pasuk. This is the law of the Ola, which includes, you know, it's coming to include things. Things that should remain on top of the Mizbeach, and not from the fact that the sacrificial parts went out and are valid in the Bama. That's how he's learning out as his ruling. So he's bringing this law of the Bama only as a, you know, coming to, as a smicha, as he's being somichan with, what's the lesson? Yeah, it's being, it's like a supplementary support. Maybe we can't learn out something improper from something properly done. Okay. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I just want to say a quick idea. Leloy Nishmas, my Heliga aunt, Hendel Bas Hinda Sarat, passed away many years ago. Anywho, we know that during these times, this is pretty crazy. I don't know when you're listening to this, but pretty crazy what's going on now. Pretty crazy. Just Hashem is miraculous. And it's important to be able to take stock and to think and to focus and recognize. Megillas Esther literally means legalot Hester, to reveal the hidden. And it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we take note of the nisim that Hashem does for us and reveal the hidden and not get caught up into thinking a kochi ve'otzim yadi, that yes, we are grateful that there is a, you know, there are weapons out there and armies that are able to do incredible things, but let's recognize the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's really in charge of everything and doing everything for us. So we should be zocha to recognize it, to see that, and we should all have an amazing, incredible freilichem pidim. Shkoyach, have a great day.